I came to the church life in 2020. By being in the church life, I've realized that I needed to be trained. And I want to say that the training is not extraordinary, but it's actually very normal to be trained. I remember many times before the training, I asked the Lord, "Lord, how are you today? What's on your heart?" And the Lord was always say the same thing, "On my heart is the church." And I realized that at the time, my heart and the heart of the Lord didn't match, and it really bothered me. But through many fellowships, I've started to see the church and that the Lord wants to come back. And I was desperate for Him to come back, and the feeling for training became stronger and stronger. First, I thought that the training is not for me. Oh, but by being here for free terms, it's for me. The Lord is so simple. He just wants us to love Him and love the church. I had to give up a few things before I came here. But wow, what a privilege to be here. The enemy is so subtle. He will try to tell you it's not for you or it's not the right time. He will distract you by many things. But saints, we just need to listen to the voice of our Lord. There is nothing in this world that satisfies or compares with our Lord. So by God's mercy, I made a choice and here I am. Praise the Lord. The training is a real training. You know, if I'm really honest, many times I feel like I'm in the military, being restricted, stripped, and exposed. But I just realized that this is part of the bride preparation. Oh, what a privilege. My times in the training are full of joy, rejoicing, and singing. Oh, but also full of tears, full of times on my knees, and full of groanings. But it's altogether so beautiful because the Lord is spreading to my soul and He has more ground. You know, the reality is the spiritual warfare is no joke, but it shouldn't scare us. Oh, this should make us to rise up with all that we have and follow the Lord. I want to read Psalm 110 free. Your people will offer themselves willingly in the day of your warfare, in the splendor of their consecration. One of the most crucial things I've learned in the training is that we all need a personal and affectionate time with our Lord. Oh, we need to fight for this time. We need to be in the Word, and we need to know our Lord and know our spirit. We need to learn how to enjoy the Lord by ourselves and with other members. Oh, I really appreciate that the training is full of crazy people, just like me. We just love the Lord Jesus. Oh, we just want Him to come back. We have the same vision. To be honest with you, most of the time, we really don't know what we're doing. We're thinking we're nothing and can do nothing. But what a freedom, because then Christ is becoming our everything. Oh, it really works. Just give yourself to be trained by the Lord. Only Christ can match Christ. The Christ is coming soon. Oh, we just need to love Him. We're learning how to love Him here, how to live Him out, and how to hasten His coming so He can come back. What a joy. Praise the Lord.